You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we talk with a state champion auctioneer about what it takes to be a fast talker, and we might learn a few tricks to improve our own bid calls. First, it's time for a weekly review of state news. A member of the Wisconsin National Guard is under scrutiny after criticizing a decision by Governor Evers to recall troops from the southern border. The state's Natural Resources Board voted to purchase a conservation easement in Iron County, and Oshkosh is getting a new pro women's basketball team. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, some of the big news this week, Rob, is the state budget. We're going to talk about that later in the show. But some of the other big news, Governor Evers said he's bringing Wisconsin National Guard troops back from the southern U.S. border. What was Evers' reasoning for calling them back?
Well, so you have to understand the circumstances by which they were deployed there in the first place. So Governor Scott Walker sent troops there to the southern border in Arizona at the request of President Donald Trump just last year. It was part of President Trump's campaign to bulk up security on the border and increase militarization of the border. And like Democrats have a different view of that issue, so it's not really surprising that a Democratic governor who doesn't share those views would make the choice to bring those troops back. And Evers' statement is that he just doesn't see a rationale for why they need to be there.
And then as a follow-up, we have this congressional representative from Illinois, Adam Kinzinger, a Republican there, who's also a member of the Wisconsin National Guard, publicly criticized Evers' decision that has him under some official scrutiny. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, who knew that, Rob, that you could be a congressman from Illinois and a member of the Wisconsin Air National Guard? But, good for Kinzinger. That's how he's choosing to serve, so that's great. There are rules that govern people in the military that are very different from the rules that govern a congressman, or actually you or I, for that matter. So in the same way that, like, a member of the U.S. military can't speak out politically against the president, it is part of state statute in Wisconsin that that the members of the state's National Guard can't criticize their commander-in-chief, who is the governor. So when Kinzinger posted publicly on Twitter, his view that that Evers was misguided in bringing back those National Guard troops, he does appear to have violated that statute.
And have we heard anything more from Congressman Kinzinger since that initial criticism?
Well, so it has triggered a response that Evers' administration says they're going to look into this. I think in practice, it's not very likely that Representative Kinzinger is going to get thrown in jail for this, and I'm not sure anyone actually wants to see that. But it's a bit of a political embarrassment to him. I think it may be that he won't be so free with his statements in the future.
And then moving on to other stories, Rob, last weekend in the Neenah area, there was this horrific 131 car pileup during a snowstorm there. Sadly, one person died in that accident. We're finding out more about the aftermath and some of the response to the accident. You and your colleagues were looking into this. What do we know about how the emergency response played out here?
Yeah, we've had a lot of coverage of this crash. So, absolutely, it was one of the largest, maybe the largest such crash in Wisconsin's history. So, you said 131 cars. There are 71 people injured overall. And so we've, as a news organization, USA Today Network Wisconsin, has continued to follow this, find out more information about what happened, about what it was like for the people, stuck on the side of the road in these conditions and so on. One fact that was reported just yesterday was that according to the Winnebago County Sheriff's Department, 95% of the vehicles involved in the crash will be totaled.
Wow.
And you can see in some of the images released by the Sheriff's Department just how mangled and broken up the cars were in the crash. So to answer your question about the response, one of the most striking follow-up stories we've had was by my colleague Davey Shastri, who looked at the way community members responded. And so in particular, it was a somewhat unlikely combination of a strip club, a church, and a gas station, which all, opened their doors to people who were stranded to help them stay warm. So this happened in the town of Nina on I-41, and nearby is this place, Stars Cabaret, which is a strip club. The owner there walked across to, like, where the first responders were responding to the crash, and offered up his place. People can come there and get warm, and they did. It was the same story at the Gloria Day Lutheran Church and at a nearby Quick Trip. So it's kind of I think that's kind of great, right? That's community. People were chipping in and making their spaces available to help the people who needed it.
Talking to Rob Metzer from USA Today Network, Wisconsin, looking at some of the big stories in Wisconsin news this week. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board, Rob, voted unanimously this week to spend $4.8 million to buy a conservation easement on land in Iron County. What can you tell us about this land?
The state is buying 14,000 acres of forest land up in Iron County. So this is part of the state's Forest Stewardship Program. It's a long-standing program that preserves public forest land. So this purchase creates a new tract of Northwoods Forest that will be publicly owned and which will be accessible to the public for skiing or hiking or fishing. This particular tract connects to an existing stand of state-owned forest. It's about the same size. So overall, it's like a 32,000-acre plot of contiguous land that that the state owns in that area now.
And this is set up in such a way that existing roads will stay there to provide access for, as you said, things like skiing, hunting, and other outdoor recreation.
Right, and it is managed forest, so there is still like logging, cutting that happens there. There are state contracts for that for private companies, paper mills, and so on. But it's maintained as forest land, and that's sort of the point of the stewardship program, right? So they'll maintain these 16 miles of road. That definitely helps the timber industry that needs to run their big heavy trucks across there and get the logs where they need to go.
And finally, Rob, it was recently announced that Oshkosh will get its own professional women's basketball team. Can you tell us about the Wisconsin Glow?
I think this is very cool. Yeah, so this is a minor league team. It's not linked to the WNBA, but it's professional basketball in Oshkosh. The women's team follows the Wisconsin Herd, a men's minor league basketball team that has played in Oshkosh for a couple of years now. And so it's kind of cool. Oshkosh sort of has a hoops scene. They're going to play at the Menominee Nation Arena in Oshkosh. And this week they went with the Wisconsin Glow, and there's like a lightning bug logo. But I do think we should like pause and say there were some other options for the team names. This is true. There were people were asked to vote. They could have been the Wisconsin Hops or the Oshkosh Bandanas. I feel glad. I think we can all be glad they did not go with the Fox Valley Vixens. But they also passed up the opportunity to be the Oshkosh Fighting Sturgeon.
Ooh.
There's a missed opportunity. But you know what? The Glow is good. Wisconsin Glow is good, too. So.
All right. Well, we'll follow their progress there. Rob, thanks, as always, for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Robert Metzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He was with us to talk about some of the top news happening around the state.